starting Rashi on the test of an Aleph. You're a maskal Shemayapim Remitz. The man the Chazi Sober Michti, Hailev Shulei, Hailev Shulei. Both are forms of cooking something. Allow me, tell me, Tavar Derech Amona, they're both by putting it, submerging it into the item. So Mali Remitz, Mali Chol. But why should, if Chol is permitted, so Remitz should also be permitted. Harash should be also be permitted. Shemachi Mother Rebbeish, that's Rebbeish, he says this can't be Matar. That was a rabbi. Rabbi Yosef says, Shem Yozi's offer. Shem lo yehesham chol ha'okar l'kol ha'tzerach. Won't be enough loose sand. V'alsi lazuzi offer ha'dovuk, he will loosen dirt which is hard, which is attached. V'avi chafraguma, in order to use it, and that's digging a hole. Marsha's difference is offering tichuach. It's deep enough and it's wide enough. You have enough loose dirt. There will be no need to move any dirt. Would that be a problem? In other words, Yosef didn't say Xera, maybe he'll be mazes. He says because that's a real. It's not like say this is a problem because coming to this saying this. Scenario we can't allow because there's this is a problem which comes up. He says, in the case where it's not going to come up, Shri Mutter. So Rashi understands the Gemara. Gagra Seach. So, the Gemara says there was, Rashi Neil discusses the case of Gagra Seach, Shri Sachu Chama, we're heated by the sun. So you're allowed to cook on that. Ve'megalim seed reseach to halosor. If you have seed which is heated up in the fire, so you can't cook something on top of that. Some verses. If it's because of apim remes, lekalim migs or begag reseach to holy matmele. Because on the gag, you're not submerging. You're just putting it on top. Al shem yoz is offer bechasenu boil. Leagues, sir. But if the problem is because of you might there apparently on the roofs there was some layer it was normal at least to have something some dirt on top of the roof. So Morris says, no, Stam got Glesbay offer, but at least in the Morris Kasha, the Morris assumed that would be a possibility. You might move some dirt to cover it. The Morris says, Toshma, the Anshe Tiberia took a sealant, the Sukhama Shalchaman, Vachami Tiberia Lav told us, or, you know, it's not heated by fire, Philochi Osir Lahu. And the Chum said it was Osir. Why did Bahar Biyarsi? And Rabbi Yossi agrees. So here we see a case where Rabbi Yossi is agreeing to an Isser of something which is not told us or. The verse says, why? See, if you tell me the problem is because of Hatmono, so this is David Hatmono, this is also submerging it. Shemat and Mayim B'Vayim. You're submerging the water, the pipe of the water through the water. But if you hold. Because of offer, this is not a. You can't prove the din of offer from the case of the water. Why would there or better? If the reason is because of offer, you wouldn't be murdered by the water. Apparently, there must be a different reason why he's murdered by the water. Samur says, "No, misaber ma'isa of achatreya sefer koy l'seyata to prove the chol v'ovek." That he agrees by case of Chol Manovik. L'ruyeh the Tolus Kama ki Agavna Asiri Divrekol, and to show you that there are cases where everybody agrees that it's Osir, is that what it's coming for? No, it's coming a Reshik point. Afluta. It's going back to the case of the Mechleikus. Rabbanon who the Amrulahs Rabbanon are saying it. to prove their point. And Rabbi Yossi's answer is, this is not told us achama, this is told us or. So they said, the told us chama, they assume it's told us chama. The dama of kata the sudor. The lack of the mixer, the shemen yozis. This is like a case of the cooking on the cloth. It's not done. It's the act of moving. There's no dirt involved. And still, Vosilhu, they answered it. And Rabbi Yossi said back, no, this is Tolosor. Okay. So the Morris says, Omer, Sir Pkisa says, from the story of Maisan Shetereya, we learned Botla Hatmona, whatever must have happened. Nesser Hatmona, whatever must have happened. Hatmona, whatever must have happened, is now answered. Tell me, but Yoim, Nosner Shamasil, they put it there before Shabbos. Because the cold water is being heated up by the hot water around it. Even though it's happening automatically by itself, it's still osur. So you see hatmona in something which is going to add heat is osur. The Mora says that there was that ulas halacha kanchetz v'ariyon, and Rabbi Nachman said they broke l'silonayu l'sinloinin. They accepted the psak of the chachamim, and they removed this pipe which they put there. So you can't pass on like them that it's motor, but they themselves are chayzer leiser. Right, that's not hot mono. You're not submerging it into something else. But submerging it is a problem. Or the pot itself is not considered hatmono. The pot is, so the what's the definition of the pot? So the walls of the pot, even the insulation in them, are considered the pot. If you put another layer on top of it, you want to have a blanket on top of your thing. You want to have these. If you, let's say you have they have like these insulators which come, they like a sleeve which goes over the urn. Right? So if it covers the whole thing, it's a problem. Because even though it itself doesn't add heat, but since there's a heat source on the bottom, halacha says that counts like a moist of hevel. Because it's now adding heat in conjunction with the heat on the bottom, it's like it's adding heat. So it's a problem. So you can't totally insulate your hot water heater. Your percolator. Sorry, what?
Do they have to boil the water before Shabbat starts, or can you plug it in? Water had to be heated.
Because it's not, because they have no potential for heat, so you can't do anything with them. It's just plugged in and it doesn't, you can't make the heat, you can't add more heat to it, etc. So pashas, it should be mutter to do right before Shabbos.
What was the last thing you just said? The last sentence? Probably shouldn't be done or should be done. Because
you cannot do anything to add heat, so it doesn't. Can't adjust it, so
right.
It doesn't go into the gzera of kira, which is that you could add, you could stir the coals.
So it's fine.
The only issue which some paiskim are worried about is if you have, let's take your argument's sake, you have 5 quarts in there. You take out a pint, it'll cook quicker. So is there a gzera that you shouldn't do it because you might take some out during banish mushes before it's fully cooked, thereby hastening the cooking of the rest, and then you have a problem, you're bringing Makarv to the Bishul, and that's a problem. So some people raise that question. Other ones say, you know, that Chazal didn't make that Gzeira. It's a practical issue that you should be aware of. A person maybe shouldn't do it because it's a possibility which might happen, But halachically, it's, I can't tell you that it's osur. That, I think that's the... Yeah. Some say it's osur, because some say it's mutter, but just, you know, you've got to be careful. Don't take any water out till it's finished, until it's fully cooked. Ma'isa shasa on the Tveria, the Chumna said that if it's, well, regardless of the case of Shabbos, whatever, then like water which is heated on Shabbos, and it's also Rechitza and Shtia. And it's Yom Tov, so it's like water which is heated on Yom Tov, and it's also Rechitza and it's Mutter and Shtia. Where it says, my rechitza, what usage of the water are we referring to? How much of the body are we referring to that we're going to wash? They were saying, we consider it as if it was heated on Shabbos, and it's also. Yilema rechitza is called gufay. If the issue here is washing the whole body, then we would, what would seem to imply, El chamen shehukhmo b'Shabbos, it's only because we consider it as if it was heated on Shabbos, and that's why it's also to use this water to wash the whole body. Which means, you're trying to tell me that had we dealt with it as if it was water heated before Shabbos, it's going to be mutter? That's not true, but Tanya, chamen shehukhmo me'erev Shabbos, the macher rechitz behen ponov yodav viraglav avaloi kol gufay. Bryce says you cannot wash your whole body on Shabbos, even with water which was heated before Shabbos. Okay, so obviously elaponov yodav viraglav. So this over here we're talking about washing face, hands, and feet. So if it would be heated for sure before Shabbos, it'd be mutter. But since we count it as if it was heated on Shabbos, it's also. Now the problem is like this. Aim is safer. Let's look at the next. That wasn't the kasha yet. That was just setting us up for the kasha. Now that we're saying the Tumah Panei Rugel, let's say the same. It says B'yomtiv. The case was B'yomtiv. We deal with it K'cham and Shukum B'yomtiv. V'asur and B'rechitza Mutar B'shtia. And you cannot use it for washing. So we're going to assume that the washing we're referring to over here is the same washing as we're referring to on Shabbos. So it means you cannot use water which is heated on Yom Tov to wash Panav Yadav Araglav. Well, 1 second, Lema Tanan Stoma Kibbe Shammai. So now we have a Stam Mishnah over here, Don La Beishamai, Itnan. We had in Beya. Beishamai Armrim, La Yachim Adam Chamin, the Raglav, Elam Ken Ria Lashtia, Vishilam Matir. Beishamai says you cannot heat up water on Yom Tov for the purpose of washing. You can only heat it up for the purpose of drinking. So you can only heat it up in a case where you're heating it for the purpose of drinking. And then, if he wants, he can use some of it to wash. But he must heat it for the purpose of drinking. And if he heated it directly for the purpose of washing, it's going to be osur. Mishael says no, that for the purpose of washing, panav yadav araglav, you're allowed to heat water on Yom Tov. So, if we're talking about washing panav yadav araglav, and how can the Mishnah say, on Yom Tov it's like water which is heated on Yom Tov and it's osur, according to Beis Hillel? I mean, obviously we're not going to have our Mishnah going like Beis Shammai. Summer of Ika Bar Chananya, that the Ishtatav Ben called Gufa Yaskinen. We're talking about he wants to use the water to wash his whole body. Take a V'hai Tanahu, and so which Tana is it? We said before that Chama, which is Hucham Me'er B'Shabbos, is only Mutter for Ponu Yadav Araglav. But there's a Tana which holds that it's actually Mutter water which is heated from before Shabbos is mutter to use in the whole body. And so we're talking about a case of kol gufo. So on Yom Tov also, water, you cannot heat water on Yom Tov for kol gufo. And you cannot heat water, use water to heat on Shabbos for kol gufo. But it is correct to be medayik that water heated from before Shabbos, you could wash his whole body. Who is that? Vahitana hudatanya. So we quote a brisa. So the first Tana says, "Lo yishtativ adam kol gufo bein mecham and bein mitzvah." You cannot wash your whole body with hot or even cold water, even though it was heated from before Shabbos. Divrei Rav Meir. And Rav Shimon is matir, whether hot or cold, which he's matir to wash his whole body with cold with hot water.
You remember Bechama and also. Air dry? I mean, what would you mean? This is a problem with drying, isn't it?
There are ways how to dry. You could dry. You remember Bechama and also, but sign a mutter. Behuda says no. So Ramirez says everything is also. Rav Shimon says everything is mutter. Behuda says using hot water is also even was heated before Shabbos. But to do it beside and do it in cold water is mutter. Okay, Omer b'chista. Machloikis b'kli. This machloikis, what exactly is permitted is if your person's washing in some type of a bathtub, they would have like a barrel, you know. They would wash it. Al Vakark, if you have the water in the ground, Dibre Kol Mutter. If it's in the ground, even though it's hot water, it's going to be permitted. That's what Chista says. Verses 1 second. V'hamaisad anshe tereya b'karka hava v'asilu rabbana. Your Chista's statement doesn't seem to fit with our mission, which the mission is saying that the Chachamim said it was also for them to wash kol gufoy in this thing which is in the ground. Elamos ili itmar hochi itmar. Rather, say it the opposite. Machlokes b'karka. Even the one who permitted it, Rav Shimon, who's being matir, is only matir b'karka, because in karka people is perception is it's not a place where you heat something up, etc. So they understand that this is not, they're not going to come along and heat up water. But in the kli, even Rav Shimon is going to agree that it's also to wash.
The water that they're talking about washing that's in the ground naturally,
to vary that. No, this is naturally. Even not naturally.
There would be heated water unnaturally.
No, it's like theoretically have the way they would make their merchutz. They would, you know, attach it into the ground, and then
the sun would heat it up.
And then no, they put a heat thing under it. They put a fire under it, but they would attach it into the ground. Omer Rabba Barachana, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Halachak Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yechanan says the Halachak Rabbi Yehuda, that Chaman is Osir, and Tzenin is Motir. Omer Rabbi Yosef, so Rabbi Yosef said to Rabba Barachana, is this something that you heard from him directly? He said that explicitly, or rather, you're deriving it from something else that he said. So, more says my klala. What are we? What statement of Rabbi Yochanan are we referring to? Saying that that's what you're referring to. He said that, and from that you can derive that halacha you just said. Well. What's that? Amar Rav Tanchu, Amar Rav Yechon, Amar Rav Yanai, Amar Rebbe. We have a general rule. Kamakam shatam moitza shnayim chalukim. Vechod machriya. Halacha kedibrei hamachriya. If we have a three-way machlokes, where one, a person is, says all the way to one extreme, one person says the other extreme, and the third person is balancing it out, we pass it like the machriya, the person is balancing it out. Kutz mikuli matlanius, except for the case of kuli matlanius, which we had before. Shabbishur b'yelezer machmer, b'yelezer says both cases are yes matame. Rishua mekel, Rishua says both cases are not matame. Rikibas machriya, Rikibas says one case is and one case isn't. And aloha kedibri machriya, but whether we know pasmal kribikiva. Chada, two reasons. First of all, the Rikiba Talmud, who? Rikiba was a Talmud of the two other ones. He wasn't a valid machriya between the two, his two rebbeim. And void. And we know that Rabbi Akiva eventually accepted Rabbi Yeshua's position, like we said in the last parak. Okay, so that's the makhlala. Since we know that Rabbi Yochanan said this rule, so you're applying the rule to this case. But you didn't hear him say directly in regards to this case. Mor says, okay, v makhlala mai, and if, let's say it's based on that this inference, what's wrong with that? Like, in other words, that seems to be a pretty good source anyway. Rabbi Yochanan said this is the way we deal with these type of halacha. So it's like, what's the problem? And Mor says no, because Dilma Hani Mili B'Masnisin, maybe that rule was applying to cases where you had in the Mishnayos three opinions. That's how it's set up. But a case where it was in a Braisa, we don't necessarily have that rule that you pass it like the Machriya.
Why would there be?
In other words, it's not that we're saying that the logic necessarily dictates that. We're saying that you're saying this is how the Mishnayos were set up. So that the fact that they were set up in the Mishnayos does not necessarily mean that that's how they set up the Braises. Especially if you're quoting the name of Rebbe. Rebbe is telling you, a system. So that, if they tell me a system, I don't know where the system applies. So he's not necessarily telling me that logical as well, since Rabbi Akiva says like him over here, and he says like him over here, so we're supposed to pass him like Rabbi Akiva. He's the third opinion. He happens in this case, and what is also, It's not that I say that Machriya is necessarily a logical reason. I mean, theoretically, you could argue, well, it ends up being two against one in each case. Right? So, in the case of Chaman, so you have Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbi Meir saying it's Aser, and Rabbi Shimon says it's Mutter. In the case of Tzoynan, you have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon saying it's Mutter, and Rabbi Meir saying it's Aser. So each one is case two against one. That would be the logic behind it. But theoretically, it's a third opinion. So I wouldn't know for sure that klal is always applied. The Mor says, the Mor saying it's definitely not necessarily doesn't apply. To prices, the Mor says, but I wouldn't necessarily know that it does. So anyway, but after this whole conversation, so Rabbi Chana says, I heard it directly from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. See Rashi. Rim Lashia, third line. So it has to be, remember we pointed when we learned Bey, it doesn't mean that it has to be fit to drink, it has to be actually made for the purpose of drinking. You have to heat it for the purpose of drinking. They heated it up for the purpose of drinking. Now if he wants to use it to wash his face, he could. So it says, he's washing off his whole body. And who's the Tana? Rav Shimon. He's Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, if you take water which is heated from before Shabbos, you can use it to wash your whole body. Banu Tekamer Kicham, and that's what the Mishnah stresses with Kicham and Shulchan Aruch B'Shabbos, and it's Aser. The reason why it's also because we deal with it as if it was heated on Shabbos. Hosha Hukmu Me'esmol, because we would deal with it as if it was heated from before Shabbos, it would be Mutter, Shori. Viva Yomtiv. Also, Kicham Shukmu B'Yomtiv, also Berchitza. It was like we deal with it as if it was heated on Yomtiv, and therefore it's Aser. The Philippe Silla Loy Shori Lahochim Yomtiv El Apanav Yadabaraglan, or at least a sheet of Kokufay. Loy Basil was not matter, heating water on Yom Tov to wash the whole body. So if it's talking about the whole body, the Mishnah makes sense. According to by Yom Tov and by Shabbos, it makes sense according to Rav Shimon. Well, Yishtat and B'Shabbos, Ben B'Chamen, Rav Meir says you can't do it on Shabbos, Ben B'Chamen, Afilu, Chukmum B'Chol, even if the water was hidden before Shabbos, you cannot wash in it on Shabbos. Rav Chista came along and said, there's a different thing B'Kli, the Roya Omer Hayoim Huchmu. If you see it in the Kli, people will sort of assume that it's like you just warmed it up. Muchem Milsa, the Tolus Or Nino. It's obvious to people that this is a Tolus Or. Vosel Hochem B'Shabbos, and they will think you're allowed to heat something up on Shabbos. Kigoyim Noisin Sonim B'Chamin. What might they do? They might put cold water into hot water, which we'll see later on is also to do because of heating hot water, which is heated up on the fire, that's called heating up on Shabbos. Abu Bakarka gun abatos shalmechitzos vein chamehor, but the large tubs that they had in the markets in the public bathhouses, which were heated by fire, is mutter the bottle who mitaris chamin. People don't relate to this the same way they relate to just stam hot water. Where it says it can't be because my son Shetavaria was in the karka, and that was where this conversation was, that there was Aser. Alma b'milsayu kami, it remains problematic even in the karka. So Mor says that the case of the Machriya Kuli Matlonius, you don't paskin, so we have that whether you take a piece of cloth which is less than 3 tfachim and more than 3 etzbos. So it's a mekabel tuma. So if you deal with it, it's something chashiv to you, it's a mekabel tuma. And if it's something you're totally disregarding, it's not a mekabel tuma. So the Mor says, if you throw it all the way, if you throw it into the ashba, everybody agrees it's bottled, it's not a clean anymore, it's not a mekabel tuma. If you put it away in a kufsa, in a box, everybody agrees that it's you're saving it, and it is mekabel tuma. The shaila was behind the, if you had, in case you threw it, you hung it on a hook, or you threw it behind the door. Those two cases is where the Chalitza Tzitzit of Eliezer and Yeshua, as it says, those two cases are, both of them are still Mekabel Tuma, and Rabbi Yeshua says both cases are not Mekabel Tuma, and Rabbi Kiva says the case of hanging on the hook is some level of taking care of it, the Kabbal Tumba. Throwing it behind the door is not. The Mor says, "How did Rekiva come in and prepare the deal?" Rekiva changed his mind. Now, so Grashi Loshen Machriya. The word Machriya means Machbid. It's weighting down. Matzah Kaf Maznayim Umachriya Shekenegda. It's weighting down one side of the. You have a scale, a balanced scale with two sides. You weight that one side, it's called it was machriya. It weighted, that's what machriya means. Kein hocha, so b'chamin is aser. So in the case where b'chamin is aser, why? Because you have both of Yehuda and Rameir saying aser. So hashabel Rav Shimon, the matter b'chamin yochid b'mokim shnayim. So Rav Shimon is matter is one against two. Nimser of Yehuda machvid is kava mashkarlis. So Yehuda is weighting down the side of Rameir. Sher Yehuda even Rameir shavim le'iser. In that case, but Rabbi Huda agrees with the mayor that it's also. So he's waiting down that side. Ubit Sinan. By case of Sinan, Rabbi Huda says it's mutter. Habil Rabbi Meir, Bitsinan Yachid, Bimakim Shnayim. So Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Huda say, called as mutter. Against Rabbi Meir, it says, called as Oster. And it's Rabbi Huda Machbid, it's Kabbashkal. So Rabbi Huda is waiting down that side also. Hani Mili. The Machriya, the Mishnah, Kahid the Matlonius. In the case of the Matlonius, so we know that was the case of a Mishnah. And he's saying that Matlonius, except for that, Machriya works. So we know at least he's talking about cases of Mishnayas. We don't know he's talking about prices. That's why the Mora would have a problem with Matlonius.